On this edition of the Swap a Number, we're going to talk to those pilots who came together to show their support for an industry-leading contract. Damn it, Kurt. All right. On this
clip show.
Today's Swap a Number is 1,142. That's roughly the amount of cuts it takes to edit an episode. And as you probably noticed, I'm not Amy or Kurt. On this special April Fool's edition of the Swap a Number, we'll look back at some of the bloopers of past episodes. And if you haven't listened to last year's April 1st episode, you know we don't edit out the swear words, so be warned. We hope you enjoy.
Southwest 2100, turn right, heading 250, runway 2 left, clear for takeoff.
250, turn to the right, clear for takeoff, Southwest 2100.
I'm Gomi.
And I'm Jason. And to start off, here's a look at some of the banter between hosts Amy and Kurt.
I think, Amy, you should start out because the questions are more...
The first ones are more general.
Yeah, and they're more ignorant of negotiations, for lack of a better term.
Can you just call me ignorant?
No, I it doesn't make sense if I ask the question. That's all.
That's what
if I were going to call you ignorant, I would call you ignorant.
Why do I feel like we're running with scissors?
We totally are, because we are recording a podcast that we have no other input on.
And also, there's no person to tell us that we suck at this.
Yeah. See, Gomi, we're good at this when you're not here. I blame him now. Now I know what the problem is.
Poor Gomi has taken Jason's place as the scapegoat here.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
So it would have been one take if it wasn't for Davis.
We're going to swap this, though, because I did the intro. So you're going to do – I'm going to do the –
Oh, my God. But I wrote the top, and it was excellent. And now I'm going to read this one, and it's horrible.
You can fuck all the way off.
That's making
it. That's in the April version.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yep. And finally, today's bonus number is 53%. I feel like I'm Ron Burgundy, and you're just typing down there, and I'm just going to say whatever you've typed under the screen, and this is going to go horribly. Stay classy, San Diego.
I think that's pretty solid. I like
All
it.
Right. There. What could go wrong?
Yeah, not a thing.
As polished as the end product sounds, the road to get there can be filled with issues.
Oh, yeah. From technical difficulties to forgetting how to speak. We sure have our work cut out for us sometimes.
All right. How do we make sure this is it's uploading?
Let
I see
99%. Make sure I have to stop it somehow. Okay. Stop. Stop. So, Kurt, let's just go ahead and start with the real basic and say, why a rewrite?
Are we recording? I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Hang on. Oh, wait. I think I'm getting it to come up in the browser. Oh, I got it. Okay, I'm in. All right, let's do this.
Lord have mercy.
Don't you sass me, lady.
I could see her eyes rolling from here.
This is usually how I get her fired up for the whole episode. It's good. Go ahead.
All right. So, once again.
Yes.
Now, we all use pretty state-of-the-art equipment. But sometimes it doesn't work like it's supposed to, and people sound, well, different.
And I'm Kurt Heidman, and here's our interview with Benefits SMEs. What is happening? Okay. I want to be excused. Can I go home now? Can I leave the closet?
No. I don't know what the streaming problem. Why did Brent sound okay and Kurt sound so weird?
That's weird.
It's just really odd. Okay.
I'm using a brand new laptop. I have like gigabit service in my house. I don't understand.
You literally sound how, you know, those like when they're trying to disguise people's voices or whatever on shows or their face.
Yeah.
That's what you sound like. It's like, it's really weird.
Well, and that's what it sounded like when I had it plugged into the device, and now I have my headsets directly into the laptop. So you guys sounded like that earlier. That's when I said you sounded like a man. I don't normally say that about you, just most of the time.
Words are hard. So sometimes you just gotta sound it out.
So what about, obviously with this, it's a couple of years and still coming, but where will be the market cash? I'll say it again. Hang on. Obviously it's another year in coming and into fruition, but where will the market case mark? Sorry. Don't check it. This is bad. Okay. So obviously it's another year or so before it comes to fruition, but where will the market-based cash balance plan, where will those funds go?
This just proves that we have to not only compare contracts at other carriers, but we also have to compare the excess value we provide. So.
Say that, please, for the blooper
reel. I just ran out. Year. I just ran out of...
That was like, I don't know what to do with
it. It was just, I didn't know where that was headed.
Numbers are even harder, especially when you're not Damien.
And finally, today's bonus number is $248 million.
That's not a number.
It's three numbers.
2, 4, 8, 6, 12, 14. We just make it up numbers now. It's just whatever number. Okay. All right. It's fine.
That hurt my head.
And this is why we don't do it live.
As always, we'd like to hear your feedback. So if you have any podcast ideas we haven't yet covered, nor any ideas you'd like... No, fuck. Shit. I am just sucking so bad today.
Gummy, this one goes in the highlight reel.
Oh, there's a thousand words of me saying fuck.
And finally, today's bonus number is 1 in 4. That's the commonly accepted ratio of employees who will experience a disability lasting a year or more from age 20 until reaching disability age. Until reaching retirement age.
Yeah.
I was just about to ask you what disability is.
It's today. I'm on it starting now.
Our subject matter experts, although professional, aren't afraid to share a laugh or two while recording.
Especially when they don't know we've started rolling already.
We're rolling. That's awesome, guys. That's amazing.
And this is why Gomi's going to need more healthcare benefits. Oh,
fuck. I'm just going to say that. So we can use that instead. Wow. All of that instead.
So, Kurt, you've been here a long time. And we're not really sure why you keep clinging on, but the definition of insanity seems to be repeating the same thing over and over and getting us, you know, and expecting a different result. Are you a couple sandwiches short of a picnic, or is this just an addiction that you got to keep going with? Why are you still here?
I ask myself that every day.
This is SWAPA President Casey Murray. Condolences to Kurt Heidemann. It was a long and not very prosperous life.
That's fair. Okay.
A lot of our guests record here at our SWAPA HQ, and others have found a nice, quiet space at home. Damien Jeanette, however, hasn't quite figured it out.
Go to the Empower account for your Southwest Profit Sharing Plan account balance, and then you'll go to the Schwab account for your SWAPA 401k plan.
Is that the mowers?
The motorcycle.
Good Lord.
I thought they were here. I thought the leaf blowers were showing up.
The irony is I don't have any excuse anymore for mowers because I don't even have a yard. It's all artificial turf.
I was going to say, you live in it like on a cul-de-sac. How the hell are the Hell's Angels driving through your neighborhood? How do they get in the gate?
Let them in.
My God, are they in your living room?
My God. You live at a biker bar?
Yeah, it's a party here at the Jeanette house.
God bless.
Let me go back and say that again. Okay. So you'll have to just go to the Empower account.
We don't force guests to come on the show. And a lot of them, like Eric Schnitzler here, have regrets about it immediately.
I mean, are you guys good with this? I didn't like some of my answers kind of stumbled around in the expense.
Nobody likes a lot of their answers.
All right. Well,
yeah, that's a pretty standard.
Yeah, yours sucked.
I liked mine. They were all good.
God, why did I get up for this? Why? Why?
I think it's okay. I mean,
So you're saying suck it, Trebek.
No, I'm not. I'm saying let poor Jason just have a break.
I think it was pretty. Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I think this is our wrap up question.
Thanks, Kurt. It can be a whip to wade through all of the bad takes, but seeing as how writing these transitions took us an hour, I'll stay in the edit bay and leave hosting to you and Amy.
We've hoped you've enjoyed this special episode of The Swap a Number. Thanks to Mike Panabianco, Casey Murray, Eric Schnitzler, Damian Jeanette, and of course, Amy and Kurt for being great sports. Tune in next week for a brand new episode.
As always, remember, we want to hear from you. If you have any questions about Contract 2020 or topics that have not been covered in the mini podcasts, please drop us a line at com@swapa.org.
Do it again.
Ah, why? I thought that was pretty good.
You hitched.
All right. As always, we want to hear from you. If there are any God, you're killing me. Hang on. Okay. As always, we want to hear from you. If there are any subject matter experts that you want to hear from, or any Contract 2020 podcasts that you have not already, we've not already done the things of the stuff, then please... Message time things. All right.
Jason, just use one from 6 months ago, please. That was just painful.
Southwest 23, running 3, clear to land.
Thank you, Southwest 1223, clear to land.
Stay classy, San Diego.